It is Thursday, March 29th, and this is your Morning Mud. Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, and I am Matt Wright, and I am happy to be here with you. I am the editor-in-chief of Muddied Waters Media, and I hope everybody out there is having a fantastic day. Thank you for waking up with me. Let's get into it. As we know, on Monday, there was a horrendous shooting that took place at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, where three children were murdered by a 28-year-old former student, and three staff members were also murdered by the same student before the police showed up 14 minutes after the shooting began. So props to the police for actually showing up and doing their job, unlike they did in Uvalde or in any of the shootings that have happened in Florida. Congrats to the Nashville Metropolitan Police for actually going into somewhere to do something about a terrible situation that is happening. Now, because there is a tragedy that has happened, there is grandstanding happening all across the universe. Joe Biden immediately took the opportunity to say, hey, it's simple. We just need to get rid of guns. I'm not kidding around. I'm not joking. It's time to ban my assault weapons ban. My question to people like Joe Biden and any of the Democrats who are going to go out there and they are going to say, we need to do this, and this is because of Republicans in Congress and Senate, that this is not happening. You had the House and the Senate for 2 years, and you were unable to get this done. So pointing the finger at Republicans and the Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It was a lot like when Trump would say, if we didn't have such awful Democrats in Congress blocking everything that we wanted to do, this country would be much better. He had 2 years where Republicans controlled the House, the Senate, and had the executive. He could have easily gotten things passed if they were able to work together. Democrats had the same issue. Can't blame the Republicans when you had 2 years of opportunity to try to pass these things. Granted, you needed 60 votes to do it in the Senate, so there was no way that it was actually going to pass. But still, you could have at least put them out on the floor for vote, and you wouldn't even do that. But now they're just pointing to the Republicans and saying, this is their fault, this is their fault, this is their fault. They need to pass the assault weapons ban. They know that that's not going to happen, and they are going to use that in the 2024 election coming up, saying, look, these guys aren't willing to pass the assault weapons ban, nor should they. But again, remember, as we've said before, if Joe Biden had an R after his name instead of a D and said, hey, we need to pass an assault weapons ban, they would absolutely do it. 100% wouldn't even think about it. Now, other people enjoy grandstanding as well, because it is because of tragedies like this that you see that people will stand on the graves of dead children to try to keep their name in the news. For instance, former Representative Liz Cheney, the famed Republican who many people say isn't actually a Republican, even though her dad is Dick Cheney. One of the most wild things that I have ever seen is the canonization of Liz Cheney, when for 8 years from 2000 to 2008 and even beyond, people talked about how Dick Cheney, people on the left were talking about how Dick Cheney was the devil, and he was the devil incarnate, and he was the worst thing that was ever going to come to this nation. He was the Antichrist of America. He was the Antichrist of America, and there was nothing that we were going to be able to do to get past this. Liz Cheney comes along, who agrees with her dad on 90% of issues, if not more, and and they talk about how wonderful Liz Cheney is. But, you know, if you're not Trump, if you're not with Trump, you're with the Democrats in their mind. So I guess that's how it is with them. So Liz Cheney urged Republicans to focus on reducing gun violence rather than banning books. Now, to be fair, what she was saying was in response to Jenna Bush Hager, the daughter of former President George W. Bush and the granddaughter of George H.W. Bush, who on her show said, "I have a friend in Nashville, so I knew one of the little girls who was 9 who went to school yesterday and didn't get to come home. We are worried about giving our kids Judy Blume and other books that are important to the history, to the fabric of our country. And we aren't worried about sending our kids to schools where they're not safe. Like, I just don't understand what has happened to a country that I know you love, that I love." To that, Cheney tweeted, "If we really want to keep our children safe, we need to spend less time banning books and more time stopping the horrific gun violence in our schools." Okay, now, Liz, what do you recommend? Because what you're doing here is you're just trying to add something to a conversation that nobody cares if you're in. So instead of inserting this, where is a solution? All you have said here is that you want us to stop banning books and to spend less time banning books and more time stopping the horrific gun violence in our schools. Now, I would like Liz to tell me what it is that I would like Liz to tell me what it is that we should be doing in order to stop the gun violence in the schools. Is she recommending that we end up that we go with the assault weapons ban, that we increase the restrictions on people who can own guns, that we increase the aptitude tests or the registrations or whatever for guns? Or is she recommending that we need to have more security at schools, that we need to ensure that we need to ensure that there are more trained officers or SROs or whatever at the schools to ensure that the students are safe, that we need funding for that? What is it that you are actually recommending here? Because if you don't have some sort of plan in order to make things better, all you're doing is trying to insert yourself into a conversation that you are not a part of. Because you need to stay at the forefront of the media in a time period where everybody knows that you are absolutely considering running for president in 2024, even though you know, just like pretty much everybody else knows, that if you got 2% in the primaries, you would be lucky. So instead of just inserting random non sequiturs saying, "We need to do this, blah, blah, blah," tell me what the plan is. Tell everybody what the plan is. What is it you're actually recommending? How is it that you want to stop the horrific gun violence in our schools? Because if you don't have an answer to that, you're not saying anything. And I haven't fact checked what Jenna Bush Hager had to say, but if anybody out there can point to an instance where they're trying to get rid of Judy Blume, I haven't seen it. So if you know of it, let me know. Comment on this video, share this video somewhere, and comment tagging Muddied Waters Media saying, "Yeah, they're getting rid of, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret, in Tennessee," because I have not heard of this. I can't imagine how tales of a fourth grade nothing is offending people these days, but you know, I am not up to date on everything going on in every state. So let me know.
Let me know. Stay tuned. Right after these commercials, we will be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for sticking with me through the break. Hope everybody out there is still having a fantastic day. The Restrict Act 2023 is quite possibly one of the most Orwellian bills that is out there, and it has bipartisan support. Now, they're using this under the facade that they are attempting to ban TikTok. Now, before we get into things on that, on the bill, here's my opinion on TikTok. TikTok is a cesspool of human ingenuity where people who believe that they have a voice, sort of like me, go out there and spew whatever comes to their mind in the most childish and immature, hate-laden ways. It is Reddit and TikTok for video. It's Reddit and TikTok had a baby, or sorry, Reddit and Twitter had a baby and made it for video. And I hate pretty much everything about TikTok. And yes, the Chinese government is data mining all of the information that is on your phones if you have TikTok. That being said, no, the government shouldn't ban it. You should just not use it. It is the same opinion that I have of narcotics. The government should not be banning narcotics. There's not a lot of good that can come from many of the narcotics out there. You shouldn't use it. But the government should not be banning them. Same thing with TikTok. Now, the Restrict Act is a completely different animal altogether. It's there in order to make sure that social media platforms aren't stealing your data. That's the guys that they're selling it. They're like, we need to do this in order to protect ourselves from foreign entities and foreign entities that might be mining the data to use against Americans. This is the Patriot Act of the digital age. So, the bipartisan restricting the emergence of security threats that risk information and communications technology act was unveiled in early March. Now, as we've said many times on this show, whenever something is introduced with a name, it basically does the opposite of that name. Restrict the emergence of security threats that risk information and communications technology. So this will do absolutely nothing to restrict the emergence of security threats that risk the information and communications technology. Basically, like, this is what was known as the TikTok ban, but has far wider ramifications for anybody out there that has anything to do with social media. The biggest thing in it is that VPNs are being targeted under this bill. Now, many of us use VPNs. We don't want to go to your local coffee shop and have some hacker going in and looking at whatever it is that you're looking at. And we don't want, if we're using our work Wi-Fi and we're on our phones, we don't want people to know what it is that, you know, we're looking at on our phones while we're at work, you know, whatever. Now, the bill, if passed, which it appears as though it will, would attempt to identify information and communication technology products and services holdings that pose undue or unacceptable risks. This could include VPNs if they are used to access banned websites like TikTok. The bill specifically directs the Secretary of Commerce to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate national security risks associated with technology linked to countries adversarial to the U.S. They are absolutely attempting to figure out a way to take control of all social media. And this has both parties' support. This is a bipartisan bill that is being backed by the Biden administration and would be backed by a Republican administration that follows it. They say that this is in order to make sure that any social media company that has over 100 million followers, that has 100 million subscribers, followers, whatever, that has any ties to a foreign entity can't mine your data. And it gives them the power to shut them down in the United States for any fear that a foreign entity is using that site to change conversations here in America. Now, as we know, just in the last few years, Facebook was accused of having Russian bots change the conversation in order to pump out, you know, the tales of the meme houses that were pushing out pro-Trump memes and anti-Hillary memes in order to stir up chaos all over Facebook. That's a foreign entity that is utilizing this service that has a base in this service, a base in Facebook. They could shut that down. When they were saying that Twitter was spreading Russian disinformation with the Hunter Biden laptop story, with just disinformation on a whole on the vaccines or where it comes from or the lab leak theory or anything like that, they could shut that down. And if you, as a private citizen, is using a VPN to access Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, whatever, you could spend up to 20 years in prison, according to the Restrict Act. It includes fines of up to $1 million or 20 years in jail or both. Now, according to reports earlier this week, the bill is going to move forward. After the TikTok CEO, Xiao Xu, spoke in front of Congress. A lot of people took a lot of what he said and was like, hey, you know what, this is not good, because obviously we know that they have been mining data, they've been taking this stuff, they are deleting stuff in order to make a narrative point a certain way. So they are absolutely doing what he is saying they are not doing, and they are going to utilize that in order to try to get rid of TikTok. And because they don't want the CCP to be able to guide conversations in that way. But the United States government does the exact same thing, as we found out from the Twitter files and the Facebook files. They go and talk to the social media platforms and say, hey, you need to delete these things. You need to get rid of these things. You need to delete these accounts. You need to kick these people off. I was one of the people who got kicked off of Facebook at one point. No explanation. You need to kick these people off, because we don't want that narrative out there. Then they'll push everything as disinformation, like Tiananmen Square, the lab leak theory. They're the same thing. They're the government lying to you, even though you know what is absolutely true. The U.S. government does the exact same thing that the Chinese government is doing, and they are trying to ban TikTok because that is what is happening. If passed, this new legislation is going to grant the U.S. government sweeping powers to crack down on any technologies and services as it sees as a threat. And again, that includes VPNs. I don't know what Ben Shapiro is going to do if he ends up losing like his biggest sponsor. But anyone who opposes the bill says that the power to police the entire internet and any platforms on it is an overreaching power that the government should not have. And that is absolutely true. The internet was created for for a place where people could openly express ideas and thoughts and opinions without any fear of going to prison, because we have a First Amendment right. I don't like to say it like that, because I don't think that the piece of paper gives us the first. We have the freedom of speech. The First Amendment solidifies that the government can't prosecute us for that. But in order to get around that, they have been making it where they've been saying, okay, if you guys want to continue getting any sort of government subsidies, kick these people off because we don't like what they're saying. And that way it's not the government that is violating our First Amendment right, but instead it's a company that's doing it. What the U.S. is doing with the Restrict Act is attempting to punish China by becoming China. I'm pretty certain that this is going to pass. And when it passes, years from now, there is going to be a ripple effect of terrible things happening on the internet, and the government's going to be shutting down Facebook sites or shutting down social media sites, or other sites on the internet, and it's going to be this bill. This is the Patriot Act of the internet age, of the digital era. This bill needs to be stopped. That is the episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If you enjoy what is happening here at Muddied Waters Media, I ask you to do a couple of simple favors for us. Please, whatever podcasting platform you are listening to us on, give us a 5-star review. Also, leave a review. And the biggest way that you can help is by sharing this episode with your friends. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We will see you again very soon. And remember, where we're going, we don't need roads.